is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off, Skip.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, welcome to it on a Tuesday. Good to have you here. Live from downtown Albion is the show today, talking about what it takes to revitalize forgotten America. Places across this country where the box store is taking the businesses out of downtown, or the railroad's gone away, or something has changed, the factories have closed, or whatever may have happened, and revitalizing America, forgotten America. We'll continue to talk about that throughout the day here in Albion, Michigan. But first, to the top of the heap of headlines, and there's a lot today, a lot of headlines. New York City marking its first shooting-free weekend in 25 years. Unbelievable. Donald Trump has already brought in more than $100 million in fundraising, believe it or not, in his reelection bid, which is more than 2 years away now. A new caravan of 1,500 people massing to try to make a rush at the U.S. border from Honduras and Guatemala and elsewhere. And the feds have collected record taxes in 2018, but that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the creepy porn lawyer. And why wouldn't I? Michael Avenatti. A hero to the Democrats. Boy, by the way, he's going to run for president. If you ask what's wrong with your political party and you're a Democrat, get a picture of Michael Avenatti. That might explain a couple of things to you to where the problems are. On Monday, though, a federal district judge in California ruled to dismiss Stormy Daniels' defamation lawsuit against President Donald Trump. Now, not a big lawsuit, not a big deal, but a victory nonetheless. And ordered Stormy Daniels to pay all of the legal fees for the president. Let me repeat that again. It's a federal district judge in California. In California made this decision. Makes you wonder what's really going on. Daniels, by the way, had filed her lawsuit against Trump in response to his tweet calling into question her claim that a man threatened her to keep quiet about her alleged affair with the president. U.S. District Judge S. James Otero dismissed the case on the grounds that the tweet was rhetorical hyperbole rather than defamation, and Daniels claimed. Trump's lawyer, Charles Harder, released a statement noting that with the lawsuit's dismissal, the president is entitled to compensation for his legal fees. Now, anybody that's been involved with the law ever, everybody always asks for legal fees. Everybody does it. Yeah, if this happens, I'm going to ask for my legal fees. It never happens. It's almost unheard of. It's very rare. But in this case, apparently, the judge agreed. No amount of spin or commentary by Stormy Daniels or her lawyer, Mr. Avenatti, better known as the creepy porn lawyer, can truthfully characterize today's ruling in any way other than total victory for President Trump and total defeat for Stormy Daniels, so wrote Harder. Michael Avenatti, Daniels' legal representative, referred to the judge's ruling as limited and said that his client's other claims against Trump and her and his other former attorney, Michael Cohen, will proceed unaffected. Daniels' other claim against Trump and Cohen proceed unaffected. Trump's contrary claims are as deceptive as his claims about the inauguration attendance. Michael Avenatti. Some believe, in fact, a lot of Democrats believe, Michael Avenatti wading into the whole Brett Kavanaugh confirmation hearings was a trigger for Brett Kavanaugh being confirmed as an associate justice to the United States Supreme Court, because Avenatti brought a client forward with such outrageous claims, such unprovable claims, such over-the-top claims that it basically discredited everything else. Everything else was discredited because of Michael Avenatti. And again, if you wonder what's wrong with the Democratic Party, get a picture of Michael Avenatti, put it on your desk, you'll understand. When you have people out there that are completely outrageous, completely, and this is for Elizabeth Warren, completely off the reservation, then you start to understand. You know, completely off the reservation, which I think Liz has been kicked off, by the way. What would we call her, Liawatha? Was that one of the terms? Yeah. By the way, the feds have collected more income taxes in 2018 than ever before, which makes you wonder and begs the question, how is it that we keep going deeper in debt? Deeper in debt. $779 billion is the deficit run in fiscal year 2018, despite the Fed bringing in record individual income taxes. Unbelievable. $1.683 trillion. Think about that. $1.683 trillion brought in and a deficit of $778 billion. How could you be so reckless? This is for Republicans and Democrats. Like, how can you be so reckless? Don't point the finger. If you're in Washington, if you're a member of the House or a member of the Senate, this comes back to you, primarily to the House, but the senators, I believe you have a place in this conversation. You can't run a railroad that way. You can't run America by running a constant debt and deficit scenario. At some point, the bill is due. At some point, the Germans, the Japanese, the Chinese, and the others that hold American debt are going to show up at the door, they're going to knock, and they're going to say, where's our money? And if America doesn't have it, if you're in a conflict like with China going back and forth, and China says, you know what? We're not buying any treasury bills this month. One failed sale. If America goes out to sell debt, which we do every day, if America goes out to sell debt, treasury, T-notes, and the Chinese, the Germans, the Japanese say, yeah, we're not buying today. We are suddenly and immediately into a financial crisis. A crisis of debt like we saw in Greece, like you've seen in other places to a smaller extent in Portugal and Spain. These are the things that would come to roost right here in America. So I say again, and there's no question about this, we have to get our financial house in order. Because if we do not, at some point, either we take care of the problem or the problem will take care of us. There's no getting out of this. You don't get to not pay your bill. Your bill is going to come due no matter what happens. And like I say, these countries that hold America's sovereign debt will come and they will say, listen, you need to pay up. We need this paid, that paid. Interesting to note that countries like Germany and Japan are owed tens of billions of dollars by America, yet after World War II, we decided to rebuild their countries at no charge. Just think if we had sent them a bill for the Marshall Plan with interest. Turnabout would be fair play, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be appropriate to go back and say, now, wait a second. We rebuilt your countries after World War II. We didn't get anything in return. And you don't even pay your bill for NATO anymore. For Germany, for example. It would be interesting to go back and say, listen, you owe us money for what we did for you and the lives that were lost to defend your nations on behalf of American men and women that came from all over this country to defend yours, and now you want to send us a bill. There is that conversation to be had. It's just something to consider. It's Tuesday on the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. You can find out more at stevegruber.com. Drop me a note right there. We check the mailbag frequently, as you know. We are live from downtown Albion, Michigan. Forgotten America, if you will. The main streets of America. How do they come back? Well, there's a model working in Albion that we want to continue to share with you where private citizens and private money have gotten involved, made partnerships with government to rebuild a downtown and doing a great job, I might add. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Nothing is more important than clean drinking water in your home. That has never been more true than it is today. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company since 1947, the one you can trust for pure water and peace of mind. With two locations, Wolverine Water Systems are made right here in Michigan and delivered statewide for your convenience. Don't wait another minute. Have your water tested to make sure you and your family are getting pure Wolverine water. You can get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. That's right, a free water test today. Just go to WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Do you know what a concussion looks like? Did you know that 9 times out of 10, a concussion doesn't knock someone out? The signs and symptoms of a concussion sometimes don't manifest themselves until after the game. So learn what to look for. Visit the MHSA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.